Rich Lucco, he is the owner down there at Free Cloud Records in downtown Edmonton. Saturday is Record Store Day across the country. Dante, and welcome back to 89.3 The Raven and Wind Speaker Radio, Rich.
Thanks for having me back, and looking forward to a great record weekend.
Yeah, so it's a big weekend for record collectors and enthusiasts. You know, me, myself, huge vinyl collection from back in the days. Not so much buying of new vinyl, but how has it been in the last, say, 5 years with this resurgence of vinyl collectors in the last few years?
It's been great. I've always been a record collector myself, personally, and the store has always been a record store. We never really went into CDs big time. Just to see the people getting into records and realizing how cool it is. And I always say, you know, Bob Marley and Elvis and the Beatles never made a CD. They made records. And that's what they put together for everybody. And now the cool thing is you got people like Taylor Swift and Noah Kahan who are putting out vinyl, and a whole new generation getting into it. It's just fabulous.
Absolutely. And, you know, as someone who, you know, we have a show here on The Raven, the Vinyl Cafe at lunchtime. When I'm spinning some of these individual tracks from vinyl off the albums and listening to them, the vinyl records from back in the day, you know, some of them just had a theme where they would flow, the songs would flow into each other like it was almost a storybook. Wouldn't you find that?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Like, the famous story was Pink Floyd not allowing their songs to be sold individually because they made albums. You know, like, how do you listen to Sgt. Pepper's, the album by the Beatles, individually, song by song, out of order? It doesn't make sense. Or Abbey Road by the Beatles, side two. It's the whole big medley.
Yeah.
You can't sort of put it in a random order. It just doesn't work. It's supposed to be listened to as a whole, you know, artistic concept. Plus all the really cool prog and psych bands that came out with, like, wicked heavy music that's, you know, 10, 15 minutes long per song, and they flow together. And, the Tangerine Dreams, I mean, some of that stuff is just so cool, but it doesn't work as a three-minute soundbite.
Absolutely. And, you know, Record Store Day. Let's talk about Record Store Day and its history and your guys' involvement.
Well, we've been involved with Record Store Day since pretty much the first one that that all the stores were allowed to be involved in. I can't even remember how long ago. It's been a blur. But yeah, it's our craziest weekend of the year. We get boxes and boxes and boxes of cool new stuff. There's all kinds of special custom releases that are put out that are available on Record Store Day. Everything from, you know, Dave Grohl has a punk rock 7-inch coming out. Noah Kahan and Olivia Rodrigo have some oddball stuff coming out. And just tons of other bands, everything from Dolores O'Riordan from the Cranberries to Joe Strummer from the Clash, and pop stuff. It's just amazing. So many different titles, so much stuff, and just a super fun time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great time for vinyl lovers and vinyl listeners. Obscure vinyl, or maybe perhaps your favorite vinyl record of your entire collection.
Beatles Revolver, North American, you know, Canadian and American issue, original mono. Just love it. It's just got this, like, oomph to it. Just on CD, it's so clean. You know, the same thing, the Rolling Stones had a couple albums early on that just, when you listen to them on old mono LPs, they're such great bands. Like, you just hear them playing, and when it's all cleared up and done and remastered for CD, it's kind of like, meh.
Yeah.
too clean.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't need to hear the Rolling Stones backing vocals, trust me.
Isn't that the truth? One of my favorite obscure records is actually a Stones record as well. Once again, speaking with Rich Lucco down at Free Cloud Records, when you're going to do your Record Store Day shopping, make sure you head on down there, 101st Street and roughly about 108th Avenue. I want to say thanks again, Rich, and we can't wait to see you down there for Record Store Day on Saturday.
Hey, man, thank you for keeping music real at The Raven.